Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. In New South Wales politics, the name John Brogdon is well known. He was leader of the New South Wales opposition, the Liberal leader, in the hurly-burly of state politics. He'd always wanted to be Premier. I guess he was quite ambitious. But one night, August 2005, he attempted suicide by cutting his wrists, and John Brogdon was taken from his office on a stretcher and ended up in a clinic. His world had fallen apart. You can find out about this on the web if you wish. He thought that his life was over, and he remembers talking to his doctor saying, "My God, what do I do now? Everything that I've wanted is now gone." And the doctor wisely said to him, "John, things will get better." "And I thought to myself," says John Brogdon, "why are you teasing me? Everything's crushed in my life." But my doctor was right. Things did get better. Well, John Brogdon suffered severe depression and anxiety, something that really is a serious issue, of course. And did you know that the leading cause of death in men in Australia and across the Western world aged under 44 is suicide? Here in Australia, more people die of suicide than they do on the road. And the World Health Organization says that in the year 2030, or by that year, 2030, depression will be the second highest cause of disease, beaten only by HIV and AIDS. So anxiety and depression, they're certainly huge issues. We can become anxious for many reasons. Perhaps the busy lifestyle or the breakdown of personal relationships, we can end up feeling despondent and anxious. There's nothing new in this. We've been talking about it for years, and I guess you know someone who's suffered in this way if you haven't already yourself. It's the Christian leader and communicator Carl Fay says that we need to do some self-assessment. In other words, am I a little anxious or am I suffering from anxiety? Am I suffering enough to get help? Don't hide it from those that you care about. And Carl says you don't need to be perfect. And he says it's like being bitten by a snake. You don't expect to get bitten. But when it happens, you end up with poison inside your body. And when you're depressed, a hormone inside you turns itself into a kind of poison. So it might surprise you if I said that sadness, grief, anxiety are normal emotions. God created us with the potential to experience these emotions because he experienced them. In Genesis chapter 6, we read that God expressed tremendous grief because of the sin of mankind, as well as the joy because of Noah's obedience. And then in the New Testament, Jesus wept at the death of a friend. He was angry when he saw the stubbornness of the right religious leaders in Mark chapter 3 and in the Garden of Gethsemane before Jesus was crucified. He said, "This sorrow is crushing my life out. Stay here," he said to his disciples, "and keep watch with me." So however you feel, Jesus has probably felt it. So these emotions are normal. And just because you might be today a committed Christian doesn't mean that you will escape depression. John W. Stott, a great biblical expositor, said that a Christian's two chief occupational hazards are depression and discouragement. So when I talk about depression, what do I mean? Well, that's a big topic. I don't have all the time today to talk about that. But a psychologist has described depression as a feeling of helplessness and hopelessness that leads to sadness. I think that's a pretty good definition. So a person who is depressed has problems. They can be real or they can be imagined. And he or she doesn't seem to be able to get a handle on them. There's no help available. That's compounded by the fact that there doesn't seem to be, you know, help coming down the line. That's how people feel. Hopelessness and helplessness, and it leads to this deep despondency and this sadness. And I guess that's why John Brogdon felt the way he did, and many others felt that, of course, back in 2005. It is a sad story, but the psalmist says, "When I was burdened with worries, you, God, comforted me and made me feel secure." Psalm 94, verse 19. Dear God, how inspiring it is to know your presence has changed the world, has brought strength out of weakness. And for centuries, Lord, you've moved in the lives of people, bringing goodness out of sad circumstances. Amen.